many of the 39 Native American tribes based in Oklahoma have played a role in state politics for decades, often quietly and behind the scenes. But this year, many are wielding their considerable influence more openly to oppose a second term for Republican Governor Kevin Stitt. Himself a Cherokee citizen, Stitt is facing a tough re-election challenge after feuding with tribes for nearly his entire first term. With the election just weeks away, five of the state's most powerful tribes jointly endorsed Stitt's Democratic opponent, Joy Hoffmeister, the state's public school superintendent, who has promised a more cooperative relationship with the tribes. The result is an unexpectedly tight race in a deep red state that is typically an afterthought in national politics. Calling him the Harry Vold of Indian Rodeo, Cheyenne River's own Harlan Gunville Sr. was inducted into the Indian National Finals Rodeo Hall of Fame in 2022 over the weekend. He began his rodeo career as a bareback rider in 1959 and then went on to inspire other tribal members wanting to make their own mark in the sport of rodeo. Harlan married Georgie Pierman in 1963, and together they built the Gunville Rodeo Company. Harlan's children are Harley, Chip, Glenn, and Golden. The Gunville Rodeo Company was the very first Native American-owned and operated stock contractor associated with the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Harlan was from Whitehorse. He passed away in the summer of 2011. He will always be remembered. He was quite the rodeo showman and had a smile as wide as the Missouri River. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.